奉主耶稣圣名，我们要再一起来祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we'll begin our prayer session.
我们祷告有很多内容。
When we pray, we have a lot of content.
每个人祷告的方向也可能不太一样。
And everyone has their way of praying.
但是有一个祷告已经祷告了两千年了。
But there is a particular prayer that has been going on for 2,000 years.
哪一个？
And which one is that?
主耶稣教我们的祷告文，对不对？
Because Jesus taught us the Lord's Prayer, right?
你看有多少，不要说我们真的叫别的人在也在祷告嘛，好几亿人已经祷告过这个祷告了。
And not only the true Jesus Church, there are billions of people who have already prayed in this manner.
好，祷告文的前面三样，三个愿望是什么呢？
So what are the three wishes in the first three wishes in the Lord's Prayer?
祷告文最先说我们在天上的父。
The first is our Father in heaven.
当然这个 internet 要先通。
Of course, you have to go through the internet first.
就是说，这向谁祷告的
？Meaning, who are you praying to?
对，在天上的父。
Our Father in heaven.
好，这个通了。
And so once you've connected,
接下来
then
三个愿。
You have three wishes.
愿人都尊你名为圣。
May your name be praised.
愿你的国降临。
May your kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
祷告会，对不对
？So everybody knows this by heart.
这已经祷告了两千年了。
And this is a prayer that has been going on for 2,000 years.
继续要祷告下去。
But we have to continue to pray in this manner.
这耶稣教的。
Because this is taught by Jesus.
每个人都要这样祷告。
That everyone should pray in this manner.
但是你把这个三个愿望整理起来。
But if you compile these three wishes.
两千年来的祷告。
This prayer that is 2,000 years old.
什么时候会成就呢
？When will it come true?
如果神人人以神的名为圣
if we hallow God's name,
这些人集起来就是神的国啦
then these people together will compose the kingdom of God.
在神的国里面
and in the kingdom of God,
就是神的旨意要成全啦
is where God's will be fulfilled.
成全在哪里
and where will it be fulfilled?
在地上
on earth,
就是现在
which is now.
我们来看启示录第十一章十五节
let's turn to Revelation chapter 11 verse 15.
启示录十一章十五节
Revelation chapter 11 verse 15
这个祷告什么时候会成就呢
So when will this prayer come true?
已经这个祷告已经两千年了
Because this prayer has been going on for 2,000 years
第七位天使吹号的时候
And when the seventh angel blows the trumpet
天上就有大声音说
Then there's a loud voice in heaven
地上的国成了我主和我主基督的国
The kingdoms of the world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and His Christ
他要做王直到永永远远
And He shall reign forever and ever
这个祷告在这时候才完全成就
And so this is when the prayer will come true
所以这个祷告是每个人每个时候都一直要祷告的
And so this is a prayer that anyone have to offer everywhere
要让地上的国成为我主跟我主基督的国
So that the kingdoms of the world will become the kingdoms of our Lord and Christ.
这是末后号筒吹响的时候所要成就的。
And this will be fulfilled at the last days when the trumpet will blow.
也就是神的最大的旨意，也是神最大的愿望。
Which is God's greatest will and His greatest hope.
所以在那个主耶稣叫我们的祷告词里面，这是前三样，其实只是一个目的，神的国建立在地上。
And so these three items in the prayer, in the Lord's Prayer, is a purpose that the Lord's kingdom will be established.
这个国怎么来成就呢
？So how is this kingdom established?
所以马太福音二十四章十四节。
Matthew chapter 24 verse 14.
马太福音二十四章十四节。
Matthew chapter 24 verse 14.
这边说，这天国的福音。最主要，这个天国福音要传遍世界。
Since this gospel of the kingdom will be preached to all the world.
然后第七号才会吹。
And then the seventh trumpet will blow.
福音，很多人在传福音。
There are many people who are preaching the gospel.
有人说耶稣是救主，是福音。
Some people say that they preach that Jesus is the Savior.
耶稣爱你，这是福音。
Or they preach that Jesus loves you.
对，这是对的。
These gospels are all true.
但是这里所讲的特定的。这个福音就一种福音
But here is a particular one type of gospel
所以主耶稣要离开世界以前
So before Jesus departs from the world
交给门徒唯一的工作
He gave the disciples one work to do
什么
What is it?
传福音
It is to preach the gospel
他是交代他的门徒、这个、当时十一个门徒交给每个人的
And at that time there were 11 disciples and he commissioned each one of them to do this work. And this is the only work.
唯一的使命。
The only commission they had.
所以马太福音28章19节。
So Matthew chapter 28 verse 19.
马太福音28章29节我们很熟悉的。
We're very familiar with chapter 18 verse 19.
耶稣说要使万民做我的门徒。
He says must make disciples of all men.
对，然后呢要去施行赦罪的洗礼。
And you must perform the baptism that can remiss away sins.
然后教导他们主耶稣的教训。
And to teach them the teachings of Jesus.
一直到世界末了。
Until the end of the world.
一直到吹第七号的时候。
Until the seventh trumpet is blown.
所以马可福音16章第15节。
So Mark chapter 16 verse 15.
耶稣对当时还在疑惑的门徒讲的话。
This is the words that Jesus spoke to the doubtful disciples.
马可福音哦。
Mark.
我们看一下也好。
Let us turn to
Mark. 马可福音16章。
Mark chapter 16.
十五节。
15.
他又对他们说：“你们往普天下去传福音给万民听。”
Verse 15 says, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature."
这是耶稣对他们的交代。
This is the words spoken to Jesus from Jesus.
如果你看十四节啊。
We read verse 14.
主耶稣还骂了他们一通啊。
Jesus rebuked them.
后来是一个门徒坐席的时候，耶稣向他们显现，责备他们，他们不信，心里刚硬，因为他们不信那些在他们复活以后看见他的人。
He appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table and rebuked their unbelief and hardness of the heart.
接下来耶稣说，又对他们说，你们要往普天下去传福音给万民听。
But then he followed that with, go into all the world and preach the gospel.
这是主耶稣交给门徒唯一的工作。
This is the only work that Jesus entrusted to his disciples.
目的是怎么样建立神的国。
And the purpose is to establish the kingdom of God.
当我们知道圣灵降下之后。
And we know after the Holy Spirit descended.
主耶稣教他们怎么一步一步去传。
Jesus taught them step by step how to preach the gospel.
当然你会说了，主耶稣也教他们说要牧养，对不对？
You can say that Jesus also taught them.
我们常讲的要宣牧、要宣道、牧养是两大工作。
And we say that the two greatest commissions is evangelism and pastoral work.
其实耶稣给他们交代门徒的是只有一件事情而已。
But actually, Jesus only entrusted one thing to the disciples.
耶稣交给谁？叫他去牧养。
Who did Jesus tell to go pastor?
是一个使徒吗？
Are is it to the 11?
不是，交给谁？
No, who did he entrust his word to?
你说会交给彼得，对不对？
You will say to Peter, right?
不是非常的对。
But it's not completely correct.
要牧养，不是说交给彼得去牧养。
The work of pastoring the church is not completely entrusted to Peter.
要牧养，要先问说你爱我吗？
Because in order to pastor, you must first ask, do you love me?
没有爱的彼得不交给他的。不一样的。
If Peter did not have love, then this will not be entrusted to him.
你爱我吗？比这些更深吗？
So Peter, do you love me more than these?
要说是的，才会交给他。
Only if Peter says yes, then it is entrusted to him.
如果彼得说，我想想看呢、啊，我立志一下，我祷告看看。
If Peter says, let me think about it.
主耶稣说，我等等看呢、啊。
Let me make a determination. Let me pray about it. Then Jesus will say, I'll wait for you. Then
不一样的。
So this is
没有爱就没有牧养。
If there is no love, there is no pastoral work.、
那门徒还在怀疑耶。
And so the disciples were still doubting.
耶稣还骂他们，责备他们，怎么不信？信怎么这么刚硬
？And so Jesus rebuked their unbelief and the hardness of their heart.
但是耶稣已经把什么传福音的责任交在他身上。
But Jesus entrusted with them the work of preaching the gospel.
所以牧养不是每个人的工作。
And so the work of pastoring is not for everyone.
只有有爱的人的工作，不要忘记。
This is a work only for those with love.
不是说因为你是老师，阿姨的什么的老师就可以去牧养小孩？不是，没有爱怎么样？你是假牧人。
So it doesn't mean that just because you're RE teacher, you can pastor the little kids. Because without love, then you are a false shepherd.
但传福音呢
？What about preaching the gospel?
我们再看那个保罗哈，我们看那个腓立比书第一章。
So if you look at Paul in Philippians chapter 1.
这个很奇妙的。
It's pretty miraculous.
在腓立比书里面，如果你看看，在这里有几样敌比的啊，敌跟保罗敌对的人，就是说心不一样，或是说想法不一样，甚至呢方向不一样的人。
you look at the Philippians, you see how many people oppose Paul, whether they have different concepts, different hearts, just something different from Paul.
第一种是传福音。
The first is the way they preach the gospel.
我们来看第一章十五节。
Chapter 1 verse 15.
说有的传基督是出于嫉妒纷争。
Some preach Christ even from envy and strife.
好，出于嫉妒纷争，你会想说就不应该去传了吗？
Do you think that if they have envy and strife, then they shouldn't preach the gospel?
就错了吗？
Are they wrong?
保罗就会说他是不应该吗？
Should Paul tell them that they shouldn't do this?
我们再来看。
Let us continue to read.
也有的是出于好意。
There's some also from goodwill.
好，第十六节，保罗把它做一个整理。
In verse 16,
这一等人出于爱心。
Paul makes a conclusion. He says the former preached Christ from selfish ambition.
知道我是要辨敏福音设立的。我是为辨敏福音设立的。
17, but the latter out of love, knowing that I am appointed for the defense of the gospel.
出于爱心，了解保罗跟保罗一起去同工的传的福音，就是这等人。
So these are the people who do it out of love.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
另外等人呢？
Verse 16. What about the others?
他传基督是出于结党，并不诚实，意思是要加添我的捆锁。我捆锁的苦楚。
Those people preach from selfish ambition, not sincerely, supposing to add affliction to my chains.
你可能会想说，把这些人怎么样关起来，或是把这些人让主耶稣让一把火他们烧了，对不对？
You may think that you want to put these people in prison, or be nice if God can send down a fire and just kill them all.
我们看保罗的反应啊。
But if we see Paul's reaction,
现在着重点是传福音啊。
The main point here is to preach the gospel.
第十八节。
18.
保罗说：“这何妨呢？ Says, 或是假意，或是真心，无论怎样，基督究竟被传开了，因此我就喜欢，并且还要欢喜，欢喜还要欢喜。”
And so he says, "What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and in this I rejoice, yes, and will rejoice."
所以传福音是人人要去传的。
And so preaching this gospel is a work for everyone.
是不是？这个跟那个牧养不一样啊。
This is different from pastoring.
接下来你再看腓立比书哈，那些牧养的，虽然可能他们也是做得很好啊，但是如果那个没有爱的话，或是他的那个道理不对的话，保罗是很严厉的。这些人哦，是好像狗一样的。
And so if you look through Philippians, Paul is very harsh to those who do the pastoral work without love. He even rebuked them, saying they're like dogs.
那个彼得后书，那个提摩太后书四章一节到八节，我们也知道。
And from 2 Timothy chapter 4, from verses 1 to 4, we also know.
保罗这时候已经老了。
Here Paul is already old.
因为他晓得他的时候也到了。
He knows that his time is about to come.
所以他跟年轻的人说。
So、he told the youth.
他说提摩太。
He says Timothy.
无论得死不得死，总要传。
You must preach whether in season or out of season.、
你再念下去啊、哦！如果你是提摩太，你想说。你老了你要走了，怎么把这工作交给我呢？
So if you're Timothy, you may think, Paul, you're getting older. How can you entrust this work to me?
因为你也知道，人厌烦纯正的道理，耳朵发沉，人家都不听，人家不听，你还去传？
Because you also know that people are sick of your gospel, and nobody wants to listen. Then why preach?
你会去吗？
Will you go?
如果你晓得说你这些你去传，没有人会来信，你会不会去？
If you know that if you preach and nobody will hear you, will you still go?
你常想算算，不可能啊，不去了。
So if you calculate in your head and you think it's impossible, will you still go?
但是保罗说，无论得死不得死，总要去。
But Paul says, whether in season or out of season, you must go.
并且保罗还讲，很知道他们不会信的。
And Paul said this, knowing that they will not believe.
要去。
But you still must go.
因为这是神留给我们的，主耶稣升天之前留给我们的唯一的，每个人要做的。功课
Because this is the task that Jesus has entrusted to every one of us before he ascended.
也是每个人祷告的内容嘛，不是吗？
This is also the content of everyone's prayers.
主的祷告，我们一直在祷告。
We all prayed in the Lord's prayer.
刚开始的三愿就是为这件事情。
The first three hopes or wishes are about is about this.
这几天来你们灵修也够了，对不对？
And so from these few days, you've cultivated your spirits.
不是，当然要为自己的罪、为自己的以前的不好悔改，这是对的。但是也不是天天悔改嘛，是不是？
Of course, it is right to repent for your past wrongs, but you don't repent every day, right?
总要站起来的时候啊。
There must be a day when you can stand up.
站起来开始就是怎么样？要去传福音。
When you stand up, what do? You preach the gospel.
你开始传福音，脚就会硬起来。
When you preach,
脚就会强坚强起来。
When you start to preach the gospel, you will gain strength in your feet.
当然，因为你已经得到圣灵了。
Because you have already received the Holy Spirit.
门徒还在怀疑的时候。
When the disciples were still doubting.
嗯，耶稣还骂他们说：“你这么心怎么这么硬？”
Jesus rebuked them for the hardness of their hearts.
怎么还不信？
For their unbelief.
在这个时候，耶稣已经告诉说你们要去传福音了。
But at this time, Jesus told them to go preach the gospel.
嗯，没有耶稣没有等他说，他们已经坚强了，脚挺得很直了，手也举起来了，再出去。
Jesus didn't wait until they're strong, until they have strength in their legs and their arms, and then told them to go.
使徒行传第一章第八节，我们很熟悉的。
Acts chapter 1 verse 8 is something we're very familiar with.
在他们得圣灵之前。
Before they receive the Holy Spirit,
耶稣已经告诉他们了。
Jesus told them,
圣灵降在你们身上。
You should receive the power of the Holy Spirit.
你们就得能力。
When it has come upon you,
并且要一层一层的传福音，直到地极。
And you must preach the gospel level by level until the end of the world.
所以一章八节有两件事。
So chapter 1 verse 8, there are two things.
得圣灵，得能力。
You must receive the power from the Holy Spirit.
传福音到地极。
You must preach until the end of the world.
只是这样子而已。
And that is all.
主耶稣告诉了当时的门徒。
So Jesus told the disciples at the time.
因为传到地极，世界才会那个第七号才会吹。
Because until you have preached to the end of the world, then will the seventh trumpet blow.
世上的国才会成为我主跟我基督的国。
Then the kingdom of the world will become my Lord's and His Christ's kingdom.
好了，保罗那个使徒他们就出去了。
And so the disciples went out.
我们也知道他们一层一层的出去传。
And we know that they preached the gospel steadily.
使徒行传一章八节，这是整卷书的主要的主轴了。
So Acts chapter 1 verse 8 is the theme of the book of Acts.
最主要的一个主要的主轴。
It is the
主要的 Acts 是不是 Acts 一个东西的主要的 Acts。然后他们要得能力。
Acts and they must receive power.
他们得能力，你看到了，哦，我们看到常常会看到小小的一个事件一个事件，对不对
？So many times we'll see small individual events, right?
但是如果你看《使徒行传》，有两个得能力的，哦，一个高峰。
But in the book of Acts, you can see two climaxes.
嗯，一个是第五章的第十六节。
The first is in chapter 5, verse 16.
就是以彼得为代表的。
And this is a representative of Peter.
这个太厉害了。
And he is too.
你看到神的工作。
You can see the work of God.
这是什么？彼得的影子啊。
Just the shadow of Peter.
嗯。彼得不用定睛看他。
Peter didn't even have to look at them.
哎，不要看他有没有信心呐。
He doesn't need to see whether they have faith or not.
影子就够了。
His shadow is enough.
这是一个 summary， 你知道吗？就是很多神迹集起来，这个比那个美门瘸腿的你去，哦，什么都没有，把奉耶稣的名叫你起来，连这个都不用。影子就够了，比那个不是强很多嘛？
就是 the summary of the miracles. It is not like the beautiful gate when they healed the lame man. All he needed was his shadow.
那保罗呢
？What about Paul?
保罗想说，哦，叫那个路士德的瘸子哇跳起来，是不是
？You can say that he
看他有信心，这个神迹很大吗
？That he saw a lame man and made him spring up and walk. Isn't this a great faith?
这个还不够啊。
But that's not enough.
你看那个十九章。
If you look at chapter 19.
嗯，十九章。
Chapter 19.
保罗根本不用去。
Paul didn't even have to be present.
也不用拉他。
He doesn't have to pull anyone up.
十九章。
Chapter 19, verse 12.
甚至有人从保罗身上拿手巾和围巾放在病人身上，病人病就退了，恶鬼也赶出去了。
Even handkerchiefs or aprons were brought from his body to the sick, and the diseases left them, and the evil spirits went out from them.
这是得圣灵、得能力的两个高峰。
These are the two climaxes of receiving the power from the Holy Spirit.
彼得的什么影子
？Peter's shadow.
保罗的手巾围巾
？Paul's handkerchief or apron.、嗯、
那他们一步一步的在传。
And they preached step by step.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
使徒行传所记载的。
What is recorded in Acts?
是以犹太教堂为主的宣道。
It is a preaching that centered on the Jewish temples.
你看， 在第一个阶段那个撒那个耶路撒冷的时代。
In the first generation, which is in Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷时代来信的几乎都是什么犹太人，或是归入犹太教的虔诚人。
Most of the believers were from Judaism, or they were former devout Jewish converts.
第二个阶段也是一样。
And the same for the second generation.
用第二个阶段要第三个阶段进入到那个世界宣道的时候，就是要传到地极的时候。
And in the third...
那个是彼得啊，打破了很多的那个管道啊，打破了很多的障碍。
And in the third segment, when they wanted to preach to the end of the world, Peter had to break through many obstacles.
如果你现在听到有人做见证，
and if you were here and you heard someone testify,
说阿拉斯加有好几万人来信耶稣啊，
you say in Alaska there are tens of thousands of people who are coming to believe in Christ.
你会不会想说，我等着看谁去传呢？回来怎么样？会问他，你为什么跑去那么远的地方？为什么传给爱斯基摩人呢？
And you may ask the person.
你怎么进到爱斯基摩人家呢？
You may ask the worker who went. How come you went all the way to Alaska and preached to Eskimos? How did you get into their houses?
你不会嘛，对不对
？You won't ask them that, right?
使徒行传第十章大家知道哈。
So everyone knows Acts chapter 4.
彼得，如果没有彼得的话，保罗做不出事来的。
Without
不能做什么的。
Without Peter, Paul couldn't do anything.
彼得他是使徒的，圣经说他是。为首的
The Bible says that Peter is the greatest among the apostles.
神用异象一次两次三次告诉他
God used visions once, twice, and three times to tell Peter.
神说神以为洁净了你不要以为不洁净
God says what God considered clean you must not call common.
那时候到第四章彼得还是搞不懂啊
But even until chapter 4 Peter couldn't figure it out.
这时候外邦的宣道他们还没有打出去啊
They were still unable to preach to the Gentiles.
所以彼得要去哥尼流家，他很准备了很周详，你知道吗
？And so before Peter went to Cornelius' house, he did a great preparations.
在旧约里面做见证，两个人、三个人就够了，对不对
？In the Old Testament, all to bear witness, you only need two or three.
彼得为了进去外邦人家
，for Peter to enter the house of a Gentile,
有人做见证
，to bear witness.
他带几个人去
？How many people did he bring with him?
七个连他
He brought seven.
当然在这里我们不能说七个是完全数是完全的这个证人啊但是至少不是一个两个就够了他带了六个连自己七个
So we cannot say that here he brought seven for the complete whole perfect number. In fact, he only needed two or three.
他去传了回来之后人家等着修理他
When he came back from preaching, people questioned him.
等着说一回来你怎么跑去那里
As soon as he
没有说感谢主啊，哇、哦，圣灵带领。
As soon as he came back, people asked him, "Where did you go?" They didn't say thank God for his guidance.
你就可以知道，在当时，他们还是最主要以什么？犹太人。
And so at that time, you know that their center still on the Jews.
啊，并且虽然那个彼得打破了这个障碍
，So even though Peter broke through this obstacle,
但是我们看整个的使徒行传。
If we read the entire book of Acts,
我们说十三章从十三开始是世界宣道，对不对
？We know that from chapter 13 is world evangelism, right?
但是我们知道十二章在保罗还没有出去宣道之前，老早使徒们已经走向世界宣道了。
That before Paul went out to evangelize, that the direction of the disciples were already towards world evangelism.
因为雅各被杀死了。
Because James was martyred.
彼得不敢再留在耶路撒冷了、啊，他不会再以为说耶路撒冷是大本营了、啊，要留着了，跑啊
！Peter did not no longer stayed in Jerusalem. He did not recognize as a stronghold anymore. He fled.
所以他从监牢出来之后怎么样？赶快溜了，想一想，最后结果是怎么样？他出去往别处去了，不敢留在耶路撒冷了。
So after he came out from prison, he no longer dared to stay in Jerusalem. He went elsewhere.
好，那、啊、接下来第十三章我们所看到的。
And then from chapter 13.
以保罗为代表的，就是第三，就是第三阶段的宣道。
So now, Paul represents the third segment of preaching the gospel.
你看十三章第五节。
Chapter 13, verse 5.
他们以什么为基地？为基地呢？为基地为 foundation.
What did they use as their foundation?
犹太人。
They used the Jews.
的各会堂。
They used the synagogues of the Jews.
你再看十四节。
And then verse 14.
安息日进犹太人会堂，进会堂。
They went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day.
你再看那个第四十二节。
In verse 42.
出会堂。
The synagogue.
十四章。
Chapter 14.
进会堂。
Into the synagogue.
这是第一次宣道。
So、this is the first evangelism.
你再看，都是以犹太人会堂为主的。
You can see that they use the synagogues as a Jewish to as centers.
好了，你说第二次那个马其顿呼声，对不对？
And then you can, and then the second time is a call from Macedonia.
也是以犹太的聚会为主。
They also use the Jewish worship as the center.
在河边那边也有聚会啊，祷告的地方。
And they pray, they also prayed and had service by.
一般来讲，我是说。人数不够嘛，男人不够，在当时的话，犹太人要十个以上才能够成为 synagogue， 才能够聚会嘛。如果没有的话，就怎么样？祷告地方了、啊。那这是犹太人了、
啊。And so at that time, you need at least 10 Jews to make a synagogue. Otherwise, you have to have service at a prayer area.
你再看十七章。
So in chapter 17.
也是犹太人会堂。
They also worshipped at a Jewish synagogue.
你自己看下去，第二个阶段，第二次的宣道也是一样。
And so it is the same for the second part of the ministry.
第三次也是一样。
And also the same for the third part.
你看第八节第十九章。
Chapter 19, verse 8.
保罗进会堂。
Paul entered a synagogue.
所以《使徒行传》是以使那个是使徒时代，是以犹太会堂为基础的宣道。
So apostolic times used the synagogue of the Jews as the foundation for their worship or their evangelism.
一开始的时候
from the very beginning,
他们从耶路撒冷开始
they started from Jerusalem.
圣殿几乎被他们占了
The holy city or the holy temple was pretty much taken by them altogether.
这是一个象征性的一个动作
And this is a symbolic act.
那个在使徒行传
In Acts,
第五章
Chapter 5.
那个第十二节以下
From verse 12 on,
他们同心合意在所罗门的廊下
They were all together in one accord in Solomon's porch
在圣殿里面
They were in the synagogue
其他人没有人敢贴近他们
None of the rest dared to join them
百姓尊重他们
But the people esteemed them highly
要不是尊重他们
If they did not esteem them
就是跑得远远的不敢贴近他们
Then they would run away and from far away from them not daring to draw close to them
好像把圣殿变成什么样私有的什么聚会所啦
They've turned the synagogue for private use already
是这样子的
This was the way it was
但是我们来看
But if we continue to look
到使徒行传
In Acts
第二十一章
Chapter 21
第三十节
Verse 30
同样的圣殿
It's the same synagogue
现在怎么样保罗被赶出去了
Here Paul was dragged out
然后呢他被抓了
And he was seized
我们看三十节
Let us read verse 30
合成都震动百姓一起跑来拿住保罗拉他出殿硬硬把他拖出去然后呢殿门立即立刻都关了所以这一关呢你从这里开始读的话有没有宣道这个字没有了
So after the doors were shut, and if you keep reading Acts, there's no longer the word, there's no longer evangelism.
圣殿关了。
Because the doors has been closed.
接下来《使徒行传》你所念到的不是宣道，而是什么样？卫道。
The rest of Acts is no longer evangelism, but.
你看二十二章第一节就好。
Chapter 22, verse 1.
你请念。
Okay. Chapter 22, verse 1.
Men 22, 哈，二十二章第一节。
22, verse 1. Men and brethren and fathers, hear my defense before you now.
现在开始不是 preaching 了，是什么 defense？ 不一样的。
So it's no longer preaching, but it's now a defense.
你不是说耶稣好，而是说耶稣不错。
You no longer say Jesus is good. You can
耶稣不是坏人。
All right, he is not a bad person.
好吗？不一样的。
It is now different.
你说耶稣是救主。
If you said Jesus is a savior.
你不信会死在罪里。
If you don't believe him, you are dying your sins.
跟你说，我们真耶稣教会哦也是不错了，我们没有传异端哦。
But then you say, True Jesus Church is not bad. We don't preach heresy.
你不要骂我们啦。
So don't rebuke us.
你走你的，我走我的啦。
You do your thing and I do mine.
一样吗
？Is it the same?
那是不一样的。从这里开始就进入到什么防卫的时代而已。
So these two are different. From now on, there were They were defending.
接下来你所看到的都是什么？都是分这里的 中文是把它翻成分数了哈，就是 defense。
Yeah, so now they're defending their faith.
只是说我不是坏人而已啊。
Not only do they say we're not bad people.
你再看24章也是一样。第十节
Chapter 24 verse 10 and it's the same thing.
请你看，请你念。
Chapter 24 verse 10. Then Paul, after the governor had nodded to him to speak, answered, "Inasmuch as I know that you have been for many years a judge of this nation, I do the more cheerfully answer for myself."
24章哈 ，defense myself， 对不对？我们再看25章。
And then also chapter 25.
第八节
Verse 8. Well, he answered for himself.Neither against the law of the
Jews. 24章第八节哈。
Yeah, answer.
这是分数了 ，defense 对不对？你再看第16节。
And also verse 16. Then to them I answered, which is also the same as defense.
同样一个字，应该是 defense。26章第一节。
And also chapter 26 verse 1. Paul stretched out his hand and answered for himself.
其实这里 answer 都是 defense apologia。
Actually, all the translated defense or answer should be defense. It's the same in the
original
language.
到最后，保罗终于来到了当时的世界的中心。
So Paul finally came to the center of the world at the time, which is Rome.
他是不是下面传福音
？Did he go to preach the gospel?
他是不是把福音带到那里去
？Did he bring the gospel there?
不是。
No.
为什么
？Why?
因为他还没去，那里已经有信徒了。
Because before he went, there were already believers there.
他不是去传福音的。
He didn't go to spread the gospel.
他去做什么
？What did he do?
他是去说我是好人。
He went to say, "I am a good person."
我没有那么坏。
I'm not that bad.
你看28章。
Chapter 28.
14节。
Verse 14.
他在那里遇到几个弟兄呢
？He found some brethren there.
第15节。那里弟兄们一听说我们的信息，就出来迎接我们了。
15, when the brethren heard about us, they came to meet us.
所以保罗到那里，还没到那里，然后就有信徒了。
And so before Paul arrived there, there are already members.
所以你不能说这次要去先到啊。如果你说先到，那对，把保罗讲得太好了。
So you can't say, Paul went there to evangelize.
因为这个时代已经结束了。
Because that era has already ended.
你看28章第17节。
Chapter 28, verse 17.
保罗在那里住了三天。
Paul stayed there for 3 days.
然后请犹太人来。
He asked the leaders of the Jews to
come. 对他们说了。
And said to them,
我没有做什么事啊，干犯本国的百姓和我祖宗的规条了。
He said, I've done nothing against our people or the customs of our fathers.
他是不是宣道
？Did he go to evangelize?
是不是对他们宣道
？Was he evangelizing them?
不是。
No.
他对他们讲，我不是坏蛋。
He's saying I did nothing wrong.
我不是坏人。
I'm not a bad person.
好了，就跟他们约时间喽。
He set a time with them.
你看23节
Verse 23.
他们和保罗约定的日子。
In the point of 23, they appointed a time with Paul.
那他们就来了。
They came to his lodging.
你可以跟第一个布道会比较哦。
If you compare this to the first evangelical service.
使徒行传第二章14节以下。
From Acts chapter 2 verse 14 on.
那是使徒时代的第一个布道会。
That was the first evangelical service.
有没有约定日子
？Was there an appointed day?
没有。
No.
是不是？就是这样自然起来。
It was all very natural.
这是一定有计划的嘛。
But this time it was planned.
你跟人家约好了，至少要准备几个椅子给人家坐嘛，是不是
？If you invite people to your house, at least you prepare some chairs for them.
约定时间呢
？They had an appointed time.
再不好的话，准备几杯水啊。
And you at least will prepare some water.
好了，他们来了。
And so when they come together,
来到他的寓所了。
At his lodging.
我们看保罗。从早到晚一直讲
Paul spoke from morning until evening
你看彼得哦，我看没有第一场布道会没有从早上讲到晚如果从早上讲到晚的话那还要洗礼怎么办
I don't think Peter spoke from morning to evening because if he did then when will they have time for baptism, right?
第二章对不对
Chapter
彼得就引用圣经把圣经串一串就3000个人来了
Peter simply spoke from the scripture, and 3,000 people came to be baptized.
我们不是说保罗神同在吗？伟大的保罗宣道家。
We call Paul the great evangelist that God works with.
从早讲到晚。
He spoke from morning until evening.
好，讲什么呢
？What did he?
证明神的国。
He was talking about the kingdom of God.
摩西的律法和先知的书。
Using the law of Moses and the prophets.
哇，整本圣经引透透啊。
He used basically the whole Bible.
从创世纪，讲到马拉基书。
All the way from Genesis until Malachi.
是不是？嗯，使尽了他最大的力气。
He's given up all that he had.
那要证明耶稣基督。
To prove Jesus Christ.
好，有人有信，有不信。
There are people who are persuaded and some that
disbelieve. 结果怎么样？二十五节。
The result is in verse 25.
彼此不合就散了。
They did not agree and they departed.
我自己在想了哈。
So I was thinking to myself.
保罗这时候想说。应该是被圣灵感动了。你们这些人出了那么多力气，喝了几，你也给我喝了几杯水，我隔壁借了好多椅子。你们这样，我讲了半天，从早讲到晚，这样就给我散掉，他怎么样？
So、
好好要散之前怎么样？骂他们一通。
And so I was thinking to myself, Paul probably was thinking to himself, I preached from day morning till evening, I gave you guys water to drink, probably borrowed some chairs from my neighbors.And you guys just disperse. So before they left, Paul rebuked them.
所以接下来说，没有散以前，保罗说了一句话。
So before they departed, Paul told them one thing.
说圣灵借着先知以赛亚向你们祖宗所说的话是不错的。
He says the Holy Spirit spoke rightly through Isaiah the prophet to our fathers, saying.
保罗已经分把自己跟他们分别出来了。
Paul already separated himself from them.
这个态度不一样的。
He changed his attitude.
在这之前，保罗在分书的时候说：“我也是犹太人呐、啊，我也是跟你们一样的，我们的祖宗。但现在变怎么样？不是说以赛亚像我们祖宗啊，像你们祖宗。”
And so before he will say, "I'm a Jew just like you." He's trying to find a common ground between them. But now he says, "The Isaiah, the prophet, our fathers said to you."
像你们祖宗所说的话是不错的。
He said rightly to your forefathers.
这就引用以赛亚书第六章第九节。
And he used Isaiah chapter 6 verse
9. 你念下去就晓得，意思就是说这个是不用再传了。
If you read this passage, you'll realize that he says he doesn't need to say.
有门的心，意思说不传可以传，但是呢，没有人可以信了。
It's basically saying you can preach the gospel, but no one will believe you.
对不对？详细你看以赛亚书那个，要多久？等到城邑荒凉，等到人怎么样死得快死光了，都不会信的。
Isaiah,
这个你要比较以赛亚书的。
If you compare this to Isaiah, they'll preach until the land is desolate, until there's no one in the cities, but there still will not be people who believe.
我们来看使徒行传的最后一句话。
Let's read the last phrase in the book of Acts.
我是说保罗所讲的最后一句话。
What the last thing that Paul said?
二十八章第几节？
Chapter 28, which verse?
二十八节。
Verse 28.
这是使徒行传保罗所讲的最后一句话。
In the book of Acts, this is the last thing that Paul said.
所以你们当知道。
Therefore, let it be known to you.
神这救恩如今传给外邦人，他们也必听受。
The salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles, and they will hear it.
你会感觉奇怪，保罗不是外邦人的那个使徒吗？
You would think it's strange. Isn't Paul the apostle to the Gentiles?
他现在怎么讲这种话？
How come he's saying this right now?
这是一个新的开始。
This signifies a new beginning.
因为在这之前，虽然有外邦人来信
，because beforehand, even though there are Gentile believers,
但是不要忘记是以犹太人为主、为主轴、为主要中心的。你看整个书信呢是这样子的。
But don't forget, from the book of Acts, they always centralize themselves around the Jews.
当时有没有传到地级
？Did they preach to the end of the world at the time?
有没有
？Did they?
没有。
No.
至少中国没人听过、啊。
And of course, no.
保罗时代有没有福音有没有传到中国来
？At least in Paul's generation,
没有。
Nobody from China heard the gospel.
你不能一厢情愿说哟，《使徒行传》是传到地级了，没有。
Can't believe that the book of Acts in the book of Acts they preached to the end of the world.
我们只能说，《使徒行传》是以犹太人为主的宣道到了罗马的地级。
We can only say that the book of Acts preached to the end of the world, meaning Rome, according in the Jewish, using the Jewish as a center.
使徒时代要结束了。
At the ending of the apostolic era,
这个福音要传给外邦人。
The gospel must be preached to the Gentiles.
你再比较哈。
And if you make a comparison,
使徒行传一开始
from the beginning of the book of Acts,
是120个人在一个楼上，对不对？
There were 120 gathered in the upper room.
我们有赞美诗啊，五旬节是在什么？一楼上
and there's a hymn that says in the day of Pentecost there are 120 in the upper room
接下来是一个爆发性的开始
and then they started with explosively
使徒行传怎么结束的
But how did the book of Acts end?
是不是传到地极?
Did they preach to the end of the world?
我刚讲过，保罗是不是去传到地极？没有，对不对？
Did Paul go preach to the end of the world? No.
到最后是怎么样？
What happened at the end?
一个老人，
It's an old man.
保罗，
Paul.
被关起来，软禁在一个猪的房子里面。不要忘记哦，他是被软禁，因为有个兵看着他。
He was imprisoned and he was put in a rented room with a soldier watching over him.
福音是不会没有被捆绑。
The gospel is not bound.
但是你去找他，他才跟你讲。
But you have to go find Paul for him to tell you.
对不对？最后是这样结束的。
So this is how it ended.
一个老人
，an old man，
等在一个租的房子里面被监在那里。
Waiting in a rented room and was held captive there.
最后一句话他说的。
And he said the last word.
你们当知道。
Let it be known to you.
如今，这救恩神，这个救恩，这个救恩都是什么样？刚刚我们也读到的马太福音24章那个14节、15节那里所讲的，这个福音、这个救恩是单指这个，这是只是代名词，单单这个。
And he says the salvation, which is the same salvation, Matthew chapter 24. This is a single, this is the particular the salvation.
这是那个 demonstrative pronoun.
This is a demonstrative pronoun.
如今要传给外邦人。
And it will now be preached to the Gentiles.
保罗等啊。
So Paul waited.
等多久？
How long did he wait?
等一千多年了。
Waited more than 1,000 years.
使徒行传看完之后，你要看哪里？
So after reading the book of Acts, where should you read?
要看启示录。
You have to read the book of Revelation.
因为启示录是真耶稣教会的历史。
Because Revelation is the history of the true Jesus Church.
因为启示录一开始就是神要把以后要成的事情告诉约翰。
Because the book of Revelation is what will is God telling John what will happen at the end.
启示录是以一个神手中的那个书卷为主啊。
Book of Revelation is a scroll that is held in the hand of God.
这个书卷一开，
and when this scroll is opened,
白马出来，
then the white horse will come out.
马是战争的工具。
A horse is a weapon used in war.
是神的工具。
It is a tool used by God.
这个白马就是真耶稣教会。
And this white horse is the true Jesus Church.
这个是从一开始，书卷一开就开始了。
And this white horse appeared from the very beginning of the book.
所以我们已经进入到启示录的时代。
So we've already entered into the time of the
revelation. 因为真耶稣教会出来了。
Because the true Jesus Church has already emerged.
以外邦人为主的。
And it is Gentile centered.
我们这些外邦人。
We are Gentiles.
就是。我们这就是我们的责任了。
And so this is now our duty.
使徒时代那个时候已经过去了。
The time of the apostles have already passed.
以犹太人为主的宣道已经过去了。
Evangelism based on the Jews has already passed.
如果看圣经啊，
If you read the Bible,
我们现在是复活的人。
We are now resurrected people.
要跟耶稣一起当王。
We will be kings with the Lord Jesus Christ.
目的是什么？
What is the purpose?
宣扬神的国。
It is to preach the God, the kingdom of God.
犹太人会得救。
That the Jews will be saved.
但是那些是剩下的。
But only the remnant.
从启示录看，真耶稣教已经建立完成了，结束了，他们才会再来的。
From the book of Revelation, after the true Jesus Church has been built and established, then the remnant will come and believe.
你看启示录第19章。
If you read Revelation chapter 19.
耶稣骑在白马上，第11节。
Verse 11, Jesus rode on a white horse.
然后第14节，
and then verse 14,
天上的众军也骑着白马。
The armies in heaven followed him on white horses.
我们是天上的众军呢。
We are the armies in heaven.
我们是属天的。
We belong to heaven.
所以你的人生目的是什么？
So what is your life goal?
你祷告的内容是什么？
What is the content of your prayers?
在这里所看到的。
From here.
天上的众军骑着白马，穿着细麻衣，又白又洁，跟着。这个基督啊，
The armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on.
接下来就是世界最后的大战。
And then following this is the final battle of the world.
这是属灵的战争啊。
This is a spiritual battle.
我们正慢慢的走向这个最后的大战。
We're slowly marching toward this final battle.
对你来讲，个人来讲的话
，For you personally,
你一生就是一个大战。
Your whole life is a battle.
从启示录看，是以真耶稣教会为主走的。
And from the book of Revelation, it is centered on the true Jesus Church.
你看世界哈。
If you look at the world.
你不要看中东。
Don't look at the Middle East.
不要看以色列人，现在以色列人。
Don't look at the present day Israelites.
他们都是属地的。
They're all belonging to the world.
谁是天上的，属神的？
Who belongs to heaven to God?
是耶稣教会。
It is the true Jesus Church.
现在是我们的责任。
It is our responsibility.
十五世代过去。
The times of the apostles.
现在是以外邦人，以耶稣教会为主要主轴的殉道的时代。
Now is the time that the evangelism is centered on Gentiles, on the true Jesus Church.
主耶稣的祷告文。
In the Lord's Prayer,
愿你的国降临。
May your kingdom come.
就在你的手里。
It is in your hands.
Amen.
Amen.
一起祷告。
Let's come up and pray.